Tonight I'll give you a lesson I think would be more of a very practical nature. I hope that this lesson would make us think and realize that we are not only human beings given the intelligence, but we are Christians given a sanctified common sense and the Holy Spirit. The Bible is complete in all aspects of lessons about life. And if we listen and we take heed, it will help us to be a stronger person. It will help us to be a people of character. And it will help us to know that God has a wonderful plan in the lives, most especially by His own for His own people. This is not my original lesson. This is a lesson taken from the men's manual of Bill Gothard, and I find it very, very good and very, very satisfying. And tonight, I'd like you to open to the book of Proverbs, chapter 6. Let's all stand together as we look into the Word of God. Proverbs, chapter 6. We're going to read from verse 6 to 8, and then Proverbs 30, 24 and 25. The book of Proverbs, chapter 6 says, verse 6 to 8. Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 30, 30th chapter, verses 24 and 25. It says, there be four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise. Take note of the word exceeding wise. The ants are a people, but not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. Heavenly Father, please teach us tonight. And Lord, we know that You even have brought the animal world before us, not only to be beasts of burdens or a sight to see, but to teach us lessons in life that we as humans ought to learn. You have written Your book, Lord, that You might reveal that to us. And tonight, Father, I pray that through Your Holy Spirit and Your Word and Your servant, that You would teach us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. There's a lot of things we can learn from the verses we have just read. Of course, the subject matter, in a most unlikely way, is a very small insect, and it is an ant. I don't know how you would entitle this lesson tonight. It says right there, learn from the ant. That's a good title. Or maybe we can go to the Word of God and just make it the title. Go to the ant. And you would notice how that the Word of God qualified certain people that ought to observe the ant, and they are the sluggards. Go to the end, thou sluggard. And the word sluggard is equivalent to that are lazy, although in a worse manner. So, sluggard is not just to to define the word lazy, it is the worst character of laziness, the word sluggard. Where, of course, the word sluggish came from and others. There are plenty of lessons we can learn from this as you go along. You would, as I begin to explain to you, four things about the end. You're going to learn much. You're going to learn cooperation. You're going to learn coordination. You're going to learn something that we thought ants would not do. And we thought ants wouldn't have. You might begin to ask the question, do ants think? No. No animal think. God has given animals instinctive intelligence. It's like a computer put in their brains. They're going to do it the rest of their life. It's just like a brilliant human being configuring a computer and putting all in that computer, and that computer has its own brain, but that computer does not think. When that computer begins to think, I don't know what you're going to do. If that computer that you are working on every day begin to do different than what you want it to do, well, I guess you've got to run away from it, because that becomes demonic. Because the computer will just do what it is supposed to do. But it is mechanical, see? Computers are mechanical things, and computers are technical things. They are what we term as automated. They're not real. But ants are not automated things. They are living things. They have certain life in them. So I would say that the Lord gave them instinctive intelligence, in which that instinctive intelligence God gave them to their brain, the Lord gave them certain character that they do in order for them to live, in order for them to exist, in order for them to survive. A certain scientist, not really a scientist, called Charles Darwin, coined the word, the survival of the fittest, because of the relationship of animals with man. So that when you speak of the survival of the fittest, you're not only referring to the animals, but you're referring to man. That's why in science, man is called the highest form of animal when it is not right. Because man is not an animal. He is man. He is a human being separate from every species that God has created. Tonight, we're going to learn from the ants. Because the Bible tells us to learn from the ant. To go to the ant. So, but we will be just dwelling on a certain point here tonight, not really a lot of subjects like the character of cooperation and the character of coordination. And the character of industry. Later on, I'll be dwelling more on one kind of a character that we Christians ought to have. And that character is called diligence. Diligence. Before we go there, let's go to the end. Alright? Just like what the Bible tells us to do, what the Lord wants us to learn, let us go to the end. First of all, let's look at the government of the ant. Ang pamahalaan ng mga langgam. Pag tayo nakakita ng langgam, hindi natin masyadong pinapansin, kundi ang unang-unang gustong gawin natin ay tapakan. Di ba? Umiwas tayo, o pisain natin. That's always the case. I think that when you're young, one of the things that young boys and young girls have is that they want to observe things. I don't know about you, but I'm a very observant fellow. I observe everything that moves. When I was in first grade, I was in grade 1. That was a long time ago. My dad gave me a watch. It's an Elgin watch. And if you're old enough to know what Elgin watches are, they're expensive. So my father gave me an old Elgin watch and told me to take care of it. I told you that I am a very observant boy and in everything that moves. So I look at the watch one day while I was in class and I got so interested and I began to ask the questions why. Why does it move? What's inside the watch? Why does it have a minute hand and a second hand? Of course, second hand. And an hour hand. So I took the watch out of my hand. While my teacher was teaching the lesson, I wasn't paying attention to her. I began to look at the back. And I began to open it. I was 7 years old. Hindi ko alam ganyan ang ugali nyo, pero I begin to open the watch. I begin to look inside because it says 17 jewels. Watches before had jewels. Because you don't find a quartz watch, you always find an automatic watch. So there were jewels in it. And those jewels are always placed right in every nut and bolt. So binuksan ko yung watch, pinagmasdan ko, nakita ko yung mga mekanismo, and I got so curious that I began to dismantle every piece of it. Put right every piece on the table. Of course, if you're a normal child, you would not do that, isn't it? But I'm not normal. I'm a genius. So I put everything on a table. Lahat ng mga parte ng relos, nilagay ko sa table. At pinag-arala ko mabuti. Later, nung ibabalik ko na, hindi ko na pa kayang ibalik. So my teacher found out and I was punished, and she took the watch away and kept it. Went home. Of course, my father looked for the watch, and it's not with me. And instead of telling my father that I actually dismantled the watch, I kept it from him. And I took the risk of being paddled every day. Kasi imagine, yung itigas ang ulo mo na sabihin mo na sa kanya kung ano nangyari para isang araw ka nalang papaluin. Hindi ko inamin sa kanya kung nasaan. Hindi ko sinabi sa kanya kung nasaan. Alright? At pinalo niya ako araw-araw sa loob ng isang linggo. Sasabihin ko rin pala sa kanya kung nasaan. Kaya nagpapalo pa ako. You know, sometimes a genius is stupid. So after 1 week, I finally told my dad, Tay, nasa teacher ko. Kasi, naging curious ako ron sa watch na binigay mo. pinagkatanggal ko lahat ng mga bahagi at pinag-aralan ko. So, pinakuha ko at binalik ko sa bahay. Alam niyo, hindi ko maalala ang ginawa ng aking ama, kundi he looked at me with very keen interest. And perhaps in his own mind, sinasabi niya, ang sarili niya, itong anak kong si Benny, medyo matalino ito. Pinag-aaralan lahat ng kanyang nakikita. That's me. You know? When I was a boy, I would stop on an anthill. You know what an anthill is? Full of ants. I would sit down and look at the ants. And I would hold a stick. At guguluhin ko yun. You know? To find out what the ants would do. I would watch those ants for I don't know how many minutes. Because I want to study what those ants are doing. Why are they ants? See? I don't know if you have done that in your life, but perhaps, parents, you can teach your children to be more observant with things. I would not advise you or your children to talk to the ants. Only Francis Assisi did that. And I had a preacher here who thought he was Francis Assisi. And he would talk to every animal that he would come in contact with. But he would not talk to me because he does not consider me as an animal. But he would talk to other members. That's what he is, you know. Be observant with nature because you can learn much from nature. I'm a nature-loving person and I love to go to the forest and observe things. You know why? Because all of those are God's creation. You know, you get tired of the city many times. I am tired of city life. I would like to get out of the city if I can. Because everything you see in the city is synthetic. You know what I mean? They're not real. Look at those buildings, they're not real. Look at everything you see inside, they're not real. The air conditioners give you coolness of air, but it's not real. So you go up the mountains and you feel the cold air, passing your cheeks. They're the real thing. And you observe. See? Observe the ants. Yan ang sinasabi ng scriptures. Go to the ant. Obserbahan nyo yung mga langgam. At tinan nyo unang-una, ano ba ang sinusunod na pamahalaan ng mga langgam? The government of the ant. But let's ask some questions tonight. First of all, who persuades ants to work? Who persuades ants to work? While the queen ant is the center of attention and the mother of most of the ants in a colony, she is not the chief ruler. Instead, work, look, is initiated by servant leaders. Now, I like it to men and leaders, please, to listen. Work is initiated by servant leaders who lead by example. Who lead by example. These servant leaders are older ants who begin each new activity in the colony by doing the work themselves. They do the work themselves. Younger ants imitate the servant leaders and join in the task at hand. There are no supervisors, no chiefs, no officers among the ants. So, with all our bigness and our pride, mapapahiya tayo sa langgam. Am I right? You know, nag-aaral tayo sa school. Nagtatapos tayo ng elementary, nagtatapos tayo ng high school, ng college, nagmamasters pa tayo, nagdo-doctorate pa tayo, pero ang mga langgam, eh, hindi nag-aral yan sa university, pero they respect each other and they don't need a leader for them to work. Walang supervisor, walang chief, walang officer among the ants. Kaya wala po silang kakayahan na mag-launch ng coup d'etat. Walang leader eh. Di ba? Walang kakayahan na mag-rebelde. Walang supervisor eh. Oo. Lahat gumagawa. Di ba? Yung bang sinasabi nga sa Amerika, you know, it is dangerous when there are too many chiefs and few Indians. Like in the military, there are more generals than soldiers. See? Maraming gustong maging leader. Maraming gustong maging supervisor. Palagay ko kayong mga nagtatrabaho. You do not want to be in the rank and file. Am I right? You want to be a leader. For what reason? Because of the flair of the position? Because just to say, well, look, I am successful. But the ants, all of them are servant leaders. And they lead not by supervising, they lead not by telling, but they lead by doing the work themselves, and others imitate that work. Just imagine if that is present in the church. The pastor will not govern. He will just preach. And that is the work of a pastor. He will just preach. The prophet will just prophesy. He will not govern. He will not lead. He will not organize. He will just preach and prophesy. And that is what I have wanted to do in my 38 years of ministry. Just preach and prophesy. But you can't. Because some of you are more stupid than ants. Did you get me? Did you get what I'm saying? Yes. And that's bad. See? So, servant leaders. You try to watch people and try to watch people, for example, like outside and, you know, you find some, yung mga nakakalat dyan. I'm telling you, with 100 people passing by, I would all guess only about 2 people would stoop down and pick those garbage. Out of 100. I have a habit in my life. When I see a piece of paper down, I pick it up and throw it in the garbage can. That's my habit. Kapag nakakita ako ng kalat, in my house, either I tell my wife about it and I tell others about it. My wife sometimes would say, "Bakit di mo ba hindi naman, bakit di mo pinupulot yan?" Sabi ko sa kanya, "Andiyan kayo, ba't ko pupulutin yan? Ano ba gagawin nyo rito?" Hindi ba? Alright. Pero look ah, tinan nyo may igaya. Magkalat kayo dyan, obserbahan nyo lang. Pagtayo ninyo, sino ang ipipick up ng kalat na yan? Almost nobody will. Do you know why? Because we always pass the buck to somebody else. Sina lang. And that is the sin nature of man. In glaring display. And this is not big sins, no. What's that? But that's still something wrong, isn't it? Oh. Now, second question is, what characteristic of leadership must an ant have? The worker ants that search for food leave a trail of tiny drops that contain a scent common to the whole colony. Other workers follow this trail to locate food and return to the nest. It is important that a scout never mislead its fellow workers by crossing over his own trail. To do so would confuse the followers and caused them to travel in circles until they died from exhaustion. And they knew ba? Huh? And this is exactly what people do. I mean, ang tao, ibang-iba ang intelligence saan. That's exactly what they would do. They would confuse the followers. Di ba? That's exactly what they would do. They would cause them to travel in circles until they die of exhaustion. They would mislead their fellow workers. Why? Because of course of money, of wealth, of other considerations. If we can only be like an ant, isn't it? The third question is this: how do ants provide for their poor? There are no poor ants in an ant colony. Ants readily share their food with one another without concern for themselves. This generosity is possible because of a social stomach or crop that stores food before it is digested. When two ants meet, the food from the crop is brought up and shared. Those who have an abundance of food voluntarily give to those with less until all have shared equally. That is an ant. Pero sa tao, baliktad na naman to. Ang tao, hindi generosity. Swapangan ang tao. Nakawan ang tao. Am I right? Oo. Even among Christians, you find that. Akala nyo ba, sa Muntinlupa na nangyayari yan? Hindi. Kahit dito, nangyayari yan eh. Swapangan, you know, inggitan, you would not share, and you would not even dare to help. And the poor always think they should be helped. They will not work. Those poor ants, kaya walang poor ants, you know why? Because all of them work equally. Pag mas lumayo yung ant, pag meron yung isang ant, hindi niya kayang dalhin yung pagkain. Hindi niya kayang dalhin. Alam mo gagawin ng isang ant? Ano nga sabihin sa kanya? Abuti nga sa'yo. Mag-isa ka dyan. Tutulungan niya eh. Ang tao hindi. Tama ba ako? Oo. Pag hindi niya kayang dalhin yung pagkain, aagawin ng isang tao na nakawin pa sa kanya. And that is the problem we have in this world. See? Number four, how do ants report news? All the researchers are not clear on how this process fully operates. It is evident that the food from the social stomach carries with it chemicals that report information about what is happening in every part of the nest. Food picked up nursery workers includes a nursery report on the conditions there. Look at that.
Langgam yan. Hindi ba? I mean, mas malaki pa yung utak nyo sa isang kolonya ng mga langgam. Di ba? I mean, palagi ba, pag kinuha mo yung utak ng langgam, you have to get a microscope to look at the brain of an ant. But look here. Food shared by scouts communicates what new sources of food are being brought back to the nest. This sharing of food acts just like a newspaper to keep everyone in the nest informed about the conditions of their fellow workers. Kaya walang mahirap ni ant, walang nagugutom na ant. Then, do ants have a knowledge of good and evil? Ants determine the difference between good and evil strangers by their sense of smell. When two ants approach one another, they carefully touch each other with their antenna to determine
whether they are friend or foe or enemy. If friendly, they caress one another and share food. If not, they either flee or defend themselves. No ant is offensive. Either they flee or defend. No ant would attack frontally. An ant would flee from the battle or defend himself if he cannot flee. I have learned discipline also when I studied self-defense. In 1965, my main sport is Japanese karate. Later it became Okinawan karate. Later on, nagkaroon na marami, di ba? Nagkaroon na ng mga taekwondo, aikido, di ba? Kuwachi, kuwachi, kuwachinelas, sabi na. Pero 1965, kami ang mga naunang estudyante ni Roberto Gonzalez noong araw. At yung discipline na amin na pag-aralan ito, you don't attack. Pag nakakita ng kaaway, you either flee or defend yourself. We never attack to kill or fight because a karatista, if he knows karate, he can kill. When I took up karate, I became a weapon myself that I know how to kill a man in 8 seconds. Many of you just knew it today, isn't it? I hold a 3rd degree black belt. I'm a white and red belt now, and that's 5th degree. And that degree is considered all over the world. My hand, many years ago, was licensed because this is a weapon. The word karate means empty hand. So when we go with our creed, we say, I come to you with empty hands. I have no weapon. But this hand has a lot of weapons. This is a weapon. This is a weapon. This is a weapon. This is a weapon. That's a weapon. I have plenty of weapons. You see? Pero yung tinuro sa amin nung araw, nakakita ka ng tunay na karatista, hindi nakikipag-away yan. Sa away, lumalayo yan. Kahit tawagin siyang duwag, okay lang. Lumalayo siya. Pag hindi siya makalayo, he will defend himself. At ang gagawin lang niya to defend himself, kung marami silang tao dyan, ay he will attack one person and then run. That's a real karatista. But he will not fight. I have fought with 5 to 6 people. You know? Of course, talo ko. Di ba? Anim ang kalaban mo. Hindi naman ako sa Fernando po eh. Di ba? Anim ang kalaban mo. Talo ako. Di ba? Pero yung tatlo ron, pisak yung mata. Oo, yung isa ron, hindi makalakad. You know? So, tinuruan kami ng discipline na hindi ka dapat makipag-away. Ganun din pala ang ants eh. Yung mga langgam pala, they either flee or defend themselves. Alam niyo kung ganun ang mga tao, mga Pilipino? Walang rally, no. Walang CPR. Di ba? Okay. Second is this. The industry of the ant. What is the industry of the ant? First of all, do ants really harvest crops? Up until the late 1800s, many thought that Solomon had exaggerated the industry of the ant. In 1871, however, a species of ant was found that not only harvests grain, but also winnows it and treats it to prevent germination during storage. Now look at that. Ants plant, they harvest, they winnow, and they put the grains in the storage.
Ngayon na kung kwento nung araw eh, pinikwento ko sa ibigan ko eh, alam mo, nakakita ko nung mga langgam na nagdadala ng pagkain, tinatawid doon sa bridge. Sa isa tinatawid nila. Bawat sa langgam ay tinatawid. Nakikita mo talaga, tinatawid nila yung napakahabang bridge na yan, yung bridge ng tao, nakikita mo yung mga langgam, tinatawid yung pagkain. Gaya sa kabila, buon doon sa, pupunta na sa kabila. Mamaya tumayamig ako, hindi ako nasalita. After about an hour, nihintay pala ako masalita. Sabi niya, ano nangyari? Ano nangyari? Sabi ko, tumatawid pa yung mga ants na nilang. Oh. Kamayo na siya kasi matagal yung kwentong yun eh. Pero mo, hihintay mo tumawid yung mga ants. Oh. Just imagine, ha? Okay. There's a species of ant who was found not only to harvest grain, but they winnow the harvest and treat it to prevent germination during storage. Harvester ants have also been known to carry spoiled seeds to dumping grounds. Look at that. Hinihiwalay yung bulok na seed at nilalagay sa dumping grounds. Para hindi mabulok yung iba. Where they sprout and create small fields which are cultivated and later harvested. The grain is stored in large underground granaries where it is actually milled, and converted to a type of bread. That's an ant. Matalino pala ang ant. Kaya pa sinabi ng Bible eh, go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways, and what? And be wise. Consider her ways, and be wise. Now, what sacrifice will ants make to salvage damaged provision? They sacrifice. You know, when a person is generous, they sacrifice. You know that? Wala kang makikitang generous na tao that will not sacrifice. It always follow when a person is generous, he will sacrifice. Now, what sacrifice will ants make to salvage damaged provisions? If water creeps into a granary of the harvester ant, the seeds must be dried or they will rot. Okay? Kinakailangan maging tuyo yan o mabubulok. Alam niyo yan, di ba? The ants carry every seed to the surface where it is dried in the sun and then returned to a fresh storage place in a large colony. This task may take days. It may take days. Can I have a chair, please? Number 3. How are ants like dairy farmers? Dairy farmers. Get this, you know. An insect called the apid. Alam niyo apid, di ba? Secretes a sweet, sticky substance called honeydew, which is greatly prized by the ant. Just as dairy farmers maintain herds of cows, ants maintain herds of apids. Certain worker ants act as cow herders and look after the apids by moving them from plant to plant and by protecting them from predators. In the fall, the worker ants collect the apid eggs and guard them over the winter. In the spring, the newly hatched apids are then brought out of the ant nest and placed on plants to feed. They are like dairy farmers, folks. Okay? Now, fourth question. How do ants preserve the milk they gather? The milk of the aphid is stored in large tanks, just as dairy farmers store cow's milk. Ants, however, use living tanks. These are ants. Milk tanks. Langgam din to. Hindi naman sila pwedeng gumawa ng ano, di ba? Steel tank. Mga langgam din ito eh. Okay? Oh. A few workers are allowed to gorge themselves until they become so large that they are unable to move. They hang suspended from the ceiling of the nest until the milk is needed. They are then pumped dry to feed the rest of the colony. Are you learning here? I hope you are. Kayong mga simple mga utak, natututo ba kayo? O nakatanga lang kayo sa akin, ha? Alam mo, kawawa yung mga kabataan ngayon. Kabobo, dahil lang sa klase ng edukasyon meron tayo sa ating panahon. The next question. What crops do ants raise? Several species of ants are fungus farmers. You know what fungus are? They gather leaves and grass which are chewed into a moist mash and stored in fields deep inside the nest. The fungus that grows from this compost is harvested by the ants for food. Some of the underground fields which are cultivated to keep out undesirable fungi have been measured to be over 100 square meters in area. Do men eat fungi? Have you ever eaten a vegetable that came out from fungus? Mushrooms. Mushrooms are fungi food. Do you know that? Di nyo alam. Kakaawa naman kayo. Okay. Now, what God reveals about the ant? In Proverbs 30, verses 24-25, it says, there be four things which are little upon the earth, but they are what? Exceeding wise. Look at that. Exceeding wise. They're not just wise. They're exceeding wise. They're small. Maliit lang yan, pero napakatalino. Sino yung mga yon? Sino? The ants are a people. Tinawag na people yung ants. Ng Bible, ha? The ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. Palagay ko, walang, kahit na yung mga ants, walang mahirap dyan. Walang lasenggo, no? Meron ba lasenggong ant? Wala, no? Meron bang ant na hinigrilyo? Wala din, palagay ko, men. Di ba? Meron bang ants na nag-nightclub? Wala, no? Kaya ang sabi ng Bible, go to the ant. Consider their ways. And be wise. Alright? Now, the third subject here is this. The detail of the ant. Why does God call the ant little? Bakit tinawag ng Panginoon yung ant na maliit? In comparison to the things of the earth, the ant is indeed little. Even the largest of the queens is not over 2 inches in length. The Pharaoh ant is smaller than the dot of an eye. Yung tuldok ng eye. Alright? And weighs perhaps less than 1/1000th of an ounce. The average ant is so tiny that its life can be ended with the slightest pressure of a human's toe. The ant's size, however, is no reflection on its significance. Over 8,000 species of ants have been identified, more species than any other insect or animal. And the total number of ants on the face of the earth is staggering. No other creature the size of the ant exhibits so much energy or organization. Now just think. Halimbawa, ang mga langgam ay lumaki na katulad natin. When do ants care about their appearance? Ants returning from the field are very concerned about their cleanliness. Cleanliness. They are greeted by younger worker ants at the entrance to the nest.
these younger ants lick the older ones clean in a manner similar to a drive-through car wash. The antennae are given special attention because of the many segments which must be kept clean. If the joints of the segments become sticky and clogged with dirt, the ant may lose the use of its major sensory organ. Next question. When are the ant's eyes a handicap? Most ants have compound eyes. Bakit? Ano yung compound eyes? Compound eyes are made up of hundreds of fixed eyelets, each with its own non-focusing lens and light receiver. Because of this, the ant sees a mosaic rather than a single image. At close range, the mosaic resembles the true image. At greater distances, the mosaic becomes a confused pattern of light which the ant's mind cannot sort out. Beyond even an inch, the ant is virtually blind, except for an awareness of light and dark. How does the ant find its way in a jungle of giants? While almost useless for vision, the ant's eyes are polarized like sunglasses. Do you wear polarized sunglasses? Polaroids, we call them. This enables the ant to determine the position of the sun. Even on cloudy days, ants use the sun's position as a reference for navigation, just as sailors use the stars. By walking in a direction which keeps the sun at the same angle, the ant is able to walk in a straight line through any maze of grass and sticks. If an ant is covered for a period of time by a box and then released, it will deviate from its original course by the exact angle that the sun moved during the ant's entrapment. Entendi ba? Alright. How do ants hear without ears? Tayo may tenga, di pa nga nakakarinig. Like most insects, ants have no ears. Yet they hear by sensing sound vibrations through their feet, antenna, and tiny hairs that cover their legs and body. Ants even sing to one another by rubbing parts of their abdomen together to create a high-pitched hum. Other ants hear these vibrations to the ground and often become excited and they begin to work more vigorously. Alas, the strength of the ant. How much can the ant lift? Gano kabigat ang nakakarga ng ant? Although by human standards, the ant is very weak. Compared to its own weight, the ant is stronger than any man. A leaf-cutting ant may carry up to 50 times its own weight over 100 yards. 50 times its own weight and he can lift that over 100 yards. Kung ang weight mo, 100 pounds. Can you carry a 500-pound object over 100 yards? Yun ang ibig sabihin nun. Okay? That is equivalent to a 200-pound man carrying 5 tons on his back for a distance of 17 miles. Hindi mo kaya yun kahit 17 steps. The real strength of the ant, however, lies not in its individual's performance, but what? But in its cooperative strength. Look at that. In unity, there is strength. Sabi nga, di ba? In a single summer, a large colony may excavate 30,000 to 40,000 pounds of earth to make its nest and carry 5,000 pounds of material back into the nest for food. How far does the ant walk in a day?
Gaano kalayo nilalakad ng isang ant?
The ant may make as many as 4 round trips a day to food sources which may be over 400 feet from the nest. That is roughly equivalent to a man's walking 68 miles in a day. If the ant had the stride of a man, it would be capable of bursts of speed in excess of 65 miles an hour and would walk normally at a speed of 20 miles per hour.
Buta na lang, hindi natin kasing laki ang langgam.
How long can the ant work? Bees live only 5 or 6 weeks before they work themselves to death. Ants live and work for years before wearing out. Young ants usually begin working as assistants in the nursery and then move to other jobs as they grow older.
Assistants.
By the time a worker reaches the age of 5 or 6 years, it is considered old and takes on the role of a servant leader in the colony.
How I wish we are like that. How I wish we are like that.
Which ant is stronger than an ox?
Anong klaseng ant ang mas malakas kaysa baka?
If an animal is tied and cannot otherwise flee,
hindi siya makataka sabagat nakatali siya,
it can easily be overcome and pulled to the ground by a species of ant called the driver ant. These ants migrate in long columns, eating every piece of flesh in their path. There have been reports of caged leopards being reduced to bones overnight. An elephant that could not escape was completely consumed in 3 days. Even the mighty ox is no match for the driver ant if it cannot flee.
Terrible. Isang araw lang palang ako sa ant.
Why must the ant prepare food in summer?
Ba't sila naghahanda ng pagkain during summertime?
The activity of the ant, like other insects, is affected by the temperature. As the nest cools in the fall, ants become weaker and are unable to provide for themselves. Therefore, they must gather food during the warm months while they have the strength to do so. Ants apparently are not bothered by freezing weather. Why? Because they hibernate during the coldest months. In the spring, as temperature warm, they become active long before food is plentiful and must rely on what has been stored the previous summer.
So they're not keeping food because they want to be lazy and do nothing those days. They become just weaker.
Now, what lesson would I want you to learn tonight?
The lesson is this.
Be committed to diligence. And I'm not just referring to diligence in your work. Diligence in your selfish effort.
May mga taong masipag na makasarili.
Masipag na walang Diyos.
Masipag sapagkat gusto niyang magtagumpay sa kanyang sarili.
Ang pinag-uusap pa nating kasipagan dito ay yung gusto ng Panginoon sa atin. Be committed to diligence. I have 2 things here to tell you. First, the requirements, and then the rewards. Number 1, be diligent to remember the truths that God has shown you. Just like tonight, the Lord gave us some truths. Be diligent to remember the truths that God has shown you. Deuteronomy 4:9. Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all days of thy life, but teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. Number 2. Be diligent to teach God's word to your children and grandchildren. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse number 7. Number 3. Be diligent to keep all of God's commandments. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse number 17. Number 4. Be diligent to guard your affections. Proverbs 4, 23. Be diligent to guard your affections. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Number 5. Be diligent to add to your faith. 2 Peter 1, 5. Number 6. Be diligent to make your calling and election sure. 2 Peter 1:10. Number 7. Be diligent to minister to other Christians. Hebrews 6:10 to 12. Now, that can be discipleship. That can be praying. That can be just being a blessing to somebody else. Number 8. Be diligent in seeking the Lord. Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that what? Diligently seek him. Number 9. Be diligent to remove roots of bitterness. Hebrews 12:15. Bitterness is like a gangrene that will destroy your soul. Get that bitterness out of your life. Number 10. Be diligent to avoid swindlers and frauds. Proverbs 23:1-3. When thou sittest to eat with a ruler, consider diligently what is before thee. Put a knife to thy throat if thou be a man given to appetite. Be not desirous of his dainties, for they are deceitful meat. Be diligent to avoid swindlers and frauds. Number 11. Be diligent to know the condition of those under your spiritual care. Preachers, teachers, mature elders, mature Christians, you learn this. Be diligent to know the condition of those under your spiritual care. Be thou diligent to know the state of thy flocks, and look well to thy herds. What are the rewards if you're diligent? If you will just follow what the Word of God says, if you will just be able to do the requirements that are written down, 11 of them, what are the rewards? Number 1, you will be rich. Proverbs 10:4, the hand of the diligent make it rich. Number 2, you will be given authority. Proverbs 12:24, the hand of the diligent shall bear rule. Number 3, you will enjoy your possessions. Proverbs 12:27, The substance of a diligent man is precious. Number four, you will be fulfilled. Proverbs 13:4. The soul of the diligent shall be made fat. Number five, you will be creative and resourceful. Proverbs 21:5. The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness. Number six, you will obtain favor. Proverbs 11:27. He that diligently seeketh good procureth favor. And lastly, you will be given honor. Proverbs 22:29. Seest thou a man diligent in his business, he shall stand before kings. Seest thou a man diligent in his business, he shall stand before king. He shall not stand before mean men or cruel men. It takes what? It takes biblical discipline on your part and faithfulness. Ang dahilan kung bakit maraming successful na mga Kristiyano ang wala ang pagpapala ng Panginoon, sapagkat nakalimutan nila kung saan nanggaling ang pagpapala niyan. Your diligence should not be motivated by any selfish thing. Your diligence should not be motivated by getting rich, by getting even, should not be motivated by envy or by jealousy, should not be motivated by worldly ambitions, but your diligence should be motivated by God alone. If you have the proper motivation, you're going to balance success and faithfulness. You're going to balance prosperity and godliness. The Bible says that godliness with contentment is great gain. It is not how much money we earn. Hindi yung marami kang perang nakukuha. Hindi yung marami kang honor sa buhay. Hindi yung ikaw ay nakakapag-ipon. Ang dakilang pakinabang. Kundi ang dakilang pakinabang ay ang iyong faithfulness sa Panginoon with contentment. That is great gain. Go to the end, you sluggard, consider his ways and be wise. So stand. Will every head be bowed, every eye be closed. Have you considered the end? Have you in the past looked at the end and learned much from it? No guide, no overseer, no chief. But they work on their own. They work harmoniously. They have no problems like people have problems. But they're just obedient to what God, their Creator, gave them. While many of us have the intelligence, we can decide, we can think, we can feel. Yet we would rather use our intelligence, our feelings, to go against God who made us, to go against the Lord who saved us, instead of obeying Him. I hope tonight that you understood well the lesson given to all of you, because if not, then what would be the benefit of being in church? God wants to bless our lives. You know, you have to wait until you work. You cannot just do things by spiritual instinct. A lot of people must always be told before they can do something. Must always be motivated before they would wake up. You know, God, in His sovereignty, in His power, I don't think He wants to force anyone to serve Him. I don't think so. God is not a cruel ruler. He is not a tyrant. God is not a despot. And when God says, I want to rule in your heart, He wants to mold that heart that will become pliable to His will. That heart becoming obedient because He wants to obey, not because He is forced to obey. Whose heart is full of concern, full of love, full of activity for God. Whose only desire is to be a blessing to someone else. His desire is to build, not destroy. He does not want to be an obstructionist. He wants to build people's lives.